assignment given, stated the need to pay attention. That's our theme for the month and our Wednesday night devotionals, the need to pay attention, but specifically to how we build our faith. I thought about that. My mind maybe most naturally goes to Romans 10 and verse 17 and just the very idea that we're reminded that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's building your faith, going to God's Word, and we could talk about confidence in God's Word. We could talk about some of the things concerning apologetics as far as even proof of God. You could look into the evidences of believing that this is God's Word. You could talk about the need for study. All of those things would be wonderful topics. But I thought about the way it was worded, paying attention to how we build our faith. I want to go to Luke chapter 8 for a few moments tonight. Luke chapter 8. And there's a statement there at the end of the parable of the sower as Luke records it for us. And he says in verse 18, "Take heed therefore how you hear." Well, what are you listening to? Luke 18 and verse 11, the parable is this: the seed is the Word of God. I would suggest to you, keep that there in context. Jesus is telling us, take heed how you hear. Take heed what you're listening to. What are you doing with that you have? The Word of God specifically. Are you allowing it to build you up? Think about the parable as Jesus has given it. You've got the four soils. We won't necessarily read all of that tonight. We're likely familiar. The parable's recorded here by Luke. You can go back into verse 5 through verse 8 is the telling of the parable. You can go verse 12 through verse 15 and have that explanation. But you have those four soils, and you think about the wayside soil. And here that wayside soil that's so compact that the seed falls upon it, but the birds come and quickly fetch it away. And I think about the idea there that here's the Word of God that's falling on ground that rejects it. It's given no room to be able to work. It has the opportunity to receive that which could bring life, and it rejects it. It shuts it out. That's how some people listen to the Word of God. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They don't want to listen to it. But then you think maybe about the rocky soil. It's told in verse 6. It's explained in verse 13. It lacked moisture. There was really nothing there to keep on sustaining it. And so while it received the seed, while it began to grow, it was going to die. It was going to wither. Luke in verse 13 and also Matthew in his recording and explanation is going to point to the idea of persecution and the suffering of life, the tribulation and temptations that we face, these difficulties. When they came in the Christian life, this one wasn't ready. This one hadn't built up its faith. It wasn't ready for those attacks. And so it was going to wither. Likewise, closely associated, the thorny soil. It's given in Luke 8 and verse 7. It's explained in Luke 8 and verse 14. This was going to be a soil here that's fighting. There's so much going on. There's things drawing attention, things drawing nutrients in terms of the soil. And so the good plan is choked out. And again, you go and you look at the explanation of the parable, and it's the idea of the cares and the pleasures, the temptations in that regards of this life. All of those things that steal our time, and those things that steal our attention, and those things that steal our focus. And again, that plant's going to die because it's so distracted by everything else around it instead of giving room to allow the Word of God to work in its life. And so really both the rocky soil and the thorny soil, those groups started, but they didn't allow their faith to grow. And it happened largely because of outside influences. And those outside influences were allowed to have more room to work than the Word of God. I put the description brain time out beside that. Where do we allow our hearts to dwell? Some dwelt on the persecution that they were facing rather than on the Word of God. Some dealt on the temptations that were around them in the world instead of on the Word of God. Some dwelt more on all the attractions and the allurements and the things that we can fall into if we're not careful, and even the lust and the pleasures of life that are all around us. And they dwelt on those things and allowed the Word of God to be choked out. And I see in that caution. Again, pay attention to how you build your faith. Are we building it up, or are we allowing these things to choke out and to remove that influence? Because then there's the foresoil, the good, in verse 8 and verse 15. Here, that good soil produces fruit. The Word of God produces faith in this heart. They kept God's Word in their heart. They gave it room to work. They allowed it to continue growing into maturity. I would think about two verses, and they're not in opposition to one another. Hebrews chapter 5, again, verses maybe we're familiar with. Hebrews 5, verse 11 through 14, as the writer there is rebuking the Christians for not having grown. And time has come in which you ought to be teachers, and yet you have need that one come and teach you again. Why? Because you haven't grown. You have become such as need milk, he would say in verse 12. Not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. He's still treating it as a newborn. He hasn't grown up into maturity. He hasn't continued to progress. He hasn't continued to grow. He hasn't continued to feed there upon the word of God, where he can handle those more mature things and keep on growing. But combine with that, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. Again, not in opposition to one another. Because even that one that has grown to where he can digest and where he can understand and grow in his faith, he's still under 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, because it's the desire there. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Even though I've grown on, if you will, to the meat, I'm still desiring the Word of God. I'm still longing for it as a newborn babe longs for that milk that's going to build up and sustain. Take that concept back here to Luke chapter 8. A hungering and a thirsting is what's allowed this good soil to produce good fruit. And so Jesus has given the parable of the soils. He's explained it. But come back here in the end. And so he has said there in verse 15, that which was on the good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it, bring forth fruit with patience. He says in verse 16, no man, when he has lit a candle, covers it with a vessel or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. And again, this concept that's here for us is the idea that this good and honest heart that's taking heed how it hears, is saying, what are we doing with it? That honest, that good heart is going to let that word shine forth out of his life. It's going to be growing because it's producing that fruit. And so, again, coming back to verse 18, take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he seemeth to have. And that challenge, how are you allowing your faith to grow? How are you building your faith? Jesus' warning is, do we just seem to listen to the Word of God? Do we seem to have it, but we're really focused on many other things in our life? Are we giving room for the Word of God to work in our life? that faith is built up, that we can know God, we can know His will, and we're seeking to follow it. It gives us that concept that I'm keep on hungering. I keep on thirsting. I keep on seeking to grow. Remember, the parable of sowers isn't a one-time picture. The rocky soil, the thorny soil, at one time, they were producing, they were growing up into a plant, but didn't bring forth fruit. They allowed it to be stolen away. I would suggest to you Jesus' warning, even of that good soil, don't let it get choked out. Don't let it be stolen away as the other soils did. But pay attention, how are we building our faith? What are we doing with the Word of God? Are we harboring it safely in our hearts to produce faith? Or are we allowing outside influences to challenge and fight against that growth? Pay attention to how we build our faith. Are we clinging to the Word of God? That's the challenge that comes before us tonight. Certainly, the invitation goes forth. Perhaps there is one who knows the things of God's Word, knows the instructions that are there, and just hasn't put it into place. We'd love to sit down and study with you that you might know what God expects. But perhaps you know, and you're ready even this night to be as those first century Christians that heard the wonderful news of the gospel, that recognized they were lost and dead in their trespasses and sins, but there was life in Christ Jesus. And so they repented of their sins, they confessed Christ, they were baptized, immersed in water for the remission of their sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. And time and again through the book of Acts, those that followed that pattern, they came forth with joy. The Lord, having washed their sins away, rising them again as new creatures, they were added unto the Lord's church. They went on their way rejoicing, and they went on their way taking the Word of God into all the world. Perhaps there's one that's drifted away. We feel somewhat like maybe that rocky soil, that thorny soil that's allowed other things to choke out the influence of the Word of God in our lives. And we reckon it's time to come home, time to turn back and be fruitful in the kingdom of God once again. And hopefully all of this can be challenged as we think about those concepts. I want to pay attention to how my faith is growing by clinging to the Word of God. That's the challenge before us. If we could help you with it tonight, wouldn't you let me know as together we stand and as we sing.